This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, and Johnstown Bean Company. This week's crop update comes from the Leeds, North Dakota area, and talking with farmer Eric Jorgensen. Eric, as I understand, that Leeds area has been on the dry side for much of the growing season. What sort of an impact is that having on the dry bean crop?
Yes, it looks quite well. It's green and lush, and it's hanging in there. There's some signs of drought stress in the afternoons. You'll see it in spots here and there, but it is hanging in there quite well, and I'm optimistic for it.
So let's dive into the condition of that crop. Have you had much trouble this year with pests or disease, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we haven't had any trouble with mold. I haven't seen any white mold at all, and actually we didn't spray any edible beans for white mold. I'm not sure. I think there was a few guys that sprayed for white mold, but I don't believe they sprayed everything. So on the disease side, and that's been I guess one plus to the drier conditions. Yes.
So with the dry conditions, what does that mean as far as a harvest timeline?
There is a little difference in depending on where it's planted. Here, there's some that went in a little bit early and some that was later. But yeah, there is some of the beans that are starting to turn. So it's possible we could have harvest by the end of August or 1st of September. And some are potting, you know, so it will be a little bit of a difference, but it's definitely progressing.
Thanks, Eric. If you want to hear more from previous dry bean scenes, be sure to visit rrfn.com and search for dry bean scene. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by Central Valley Bean Cooperative, UPL, and SRS Commodities.